Now, the big study also looked at lipids, correct?
The big 198 study measured them definitively in a group of patients and showed that over 40% had raised cholesterol in the letrozole arm and about half that in the tamoxifen arm.
Now, have you looked at that with ATTACC?
Well, we haven't done it in ATTACC as yet. If you want my overall view of lipids, and we need more data, but if you look back at all the lipid studies that have been done, and there should be a review paper coming out on this in the press over the next month or two, take anastrozole that from previous small studies has limited effect on lipids, no increase in cholesterol, LDL cholesterol about the same, and HDL cholesterol about the same. If you look at exemestane, there is the beginning of a rise in cholesterol and LDL cholesterol. If you look at previous studies done with letrozole, you find that there's a bit of an increase in LDL cholesterol, a bit of an increase in cholesterol, and a bit of a reduction in HDL cholesterol. Now, these were small studies, and we need definitive data. So it remains to be seen whether this hypercholesterolemia seen in the big 198 study with letrozole is actually letrozole or a reduction in cholesterol with tamoxifen. And we need to clear that up because we need to know whether the lipid changes can account for the increased cardiac events in the study.